In Indian, by Tzaddikim, when it comes to Tu Bishvat, to make a Shachianu. Make a Shachianu on the day of Tu Bishvat. The Munkacher in Devei Torah, he writes that one year, Rav Naftali Rafshitzer, he went through tremendous yegiyas and expenses in order to buy new peiros, even though it was at a very high cost, in order to make bracha shachianu on Tu Bishvat. And he points out that Lu'umazeh, the very good dear friend of the Rav Shitzer, the Bnei Yisaschar, is Chosi Yogin Aleinu, so he did not have such an inyan to try to find peiros chadashim to make a shachianu. And he concludes on this, and he says, you see from here, kol tzadik v'tzadik nohag l'fi darko v'shitasa b'milid v'chisidusa b'inyanim ka'ilu kol echad l'fi sharish nishmasai. Just agav ba'alma, you see that not every tzadik, you don't produce tzadikim generically. Every tzadik has his own ilan, so to speak, in the Eitz HaChaim, in the Eitz HaGan. But what's the inyan b'chlal about the Shachianu on Tu Bishvat? And the inyan of Peiros HaIlan. So b'derech hakdama, there's a ma'isa with Rav Yitzchak, Isaac from Zidachov, that he was once sitting at the Tish on Tu Bishvat, and he was handing out peiros to the kohol, and there wasn't enough peiros to go around. So Itzakel said, "Atem roitzim peiros?" He said, "You want fruits? I'll give you fruits." And then he started to say, "Elu dvarim shadam ayechal peiros seidem alam azeh, va'keren kemes alam haba, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam." He says, "Tilmudu Torah v'yulachem peiros." If you want peiros seidem alam azeh, Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. And he said that the peiros that a person eats in this world, he doesn't get anything from it. The only thing he gets is the bracha he makes before and after, and a shtikel achiyus that he gets from eating it. But liman ha'tayra is motzi peiros, so peiros perosei natzav kaladaris. So they didn't get peiros, but they got a really good musar shmuz out of it. Lashon marpe Eitz Chaim. It's not just a nice vertel. It has really strong roots, no pun intended, in Pnimis HaTorah. When we go back 5,778 years to Adam HaRishon in the Gan, and the Torah tells us that in this Gan that there were Eitzim and there were Prihaitz, and Adam was instructed to eat from all the Atzei Gan. So of course we know mitzad pnimis haTorah that the world which we live in and the world that Adam HaRishon lived in are two different worlds, mamish, although it's the same world. And when the Torah tells us that Adam was instructed to eat from the Eitz HaGan, it doesn't mean kipshuto, that Hashem wanted that he should just pick off some oranges from the tree and to have a nice snack. The intention was that Adam, when he ate from the Atzei HaGan, eating from the Atzei HaGan meant limud haTorah and hasagas b'kodesh b'ruach Hu. That every single eitz corresponded to a mitzvah, to a nachah yediyah in the Ribbono Shel Olam and hasagas in Torah. That when we talk about Pardes HaTorah, the shayrush of all Pardes is the Pardes of Gan Eden itself. We see this concept from this week's Parsha, Parshas Yisrael, which is juxtaposed and coincides with Tu Bishvat. That when the Torah tells us about the experience of Matan Torah, the Torah says, "Vayechazu es halehim, vayoichlu, vayishtu." That the beholding of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Matan Torah for Klal Yisrael was one of Vayoichlu Vayishtu. That it was an experience of Achila and Shtia. And just as a side point, where else do you find an Achila and an Shtia Bayachad? It's called Vayoichlu Vayishtu. If you to eat a piece of steak, is that called an Achila Vishtia? That's called an Achila. If you to drink water, or to drink wine, would you call that an Achila? You'd say that's a Shtia. But when you eat Peiris HaIlan, so you eat the fruit and you drink the juices of it. That's called Vayoichlu Vayishtu. So therefore, the Vayechizu Esalekim, Vayoichlu Vayishtu, that they would be able to behold the Rebbein Shalom in the Hasagas of Torah and Kutcher Bichu, which they had. That's called Vayoichlu Vayishtu. That's called an Achila of Peiris HaIlan. And the reason why we find Dafka B'Matan Torah, the idea of Vayechizu Esalekim, Vayoichlu Vayishtu, is because the experience of Matan Torah was the closest thing to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon's Limud HaTorah in Gan Eden. Comes to tell us that Matan Torah and Limud HaTorah, at its roots and at its shoresh, that it's akin to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, is one of Vayoichlu Vayishtu, the Achila from the Atzei Gan. When Adam HaRishon ate from the pre-Eitz Hadas Tevara, what was caused by this was a separation between the Peiris HaIlan and the Torah. That at first, the Hasagas of Torah and the Darga of Limud HaTorah, Hashem put in the Peiris HaIlan of Gan Eden. And it's really a mashal to teach us that it was so easy to learn Torah before, and now it's much harder. That lechem is called Torah, and you have to create lechem, which is Torah, and it has to come b'zeyas apecha, Torah shalamadati ba'af, from tzara agra. But before, just as easy as it is to pick a pre off of a tree and to eat it, so too was limud haTorah. It was mamish easy. Eating from the Eitz Hadas caused a separation from Torah and the pre-Eitz Atzei Hagan. Like we find also by Churban Beis HaMikdash, that we know Churban Beis HaMikdash is just a repetition to the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that world of Beis HaMikdash which was destroyed is similar to the world of Adam HaRishon Kodam HaChet. The Gemara tells us at the end of Saita, and Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, Miyoyim Shachar of Beis HaMikdash Nitla Tam Meha Peros. That the Tam, which was once in the Peros, was taken from the Peros. What that means, that in Pini Satayra, that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, there was a Tam in Peros. That there was a Kesher and a Yichud between Torah and the Peros HaIlan. But Churban Beis HaMikdash, just like the Chet Adam HaRishon, caused a period between Torah and the Peros HaIlan. That they were separated from the Eitz HaChaim. That really before the Chet Adam HaRishon, the Eitz HaChaim in the Emsa HaGan, the fact that it was Be'emsa meant that it gave Chiyus to all the Atzei HaGan. But now there was a period by eating from the Eitz Hadas. And so therefore, the Peiros HaIlan, instead of being connected to its Shoresh in the Eitz HaChaim, are now connected to the Eitz Hadas. They're not connected to the Eitz Hadas. And that's why we say, when we make an Alamichya, or we make an Al Pia Eitz, what do we say? V'neichal v'piya v'nispoya mituva. That our request from the Ribbono Shel Olam is, what we hope, is that really since the Peiros HaIlan are no longer connected to the Eitz HaChaim, they're now connected to the Eitz HaDas Tevera, at the very least, v'neichal v'piya v'nispoya mituva, let us at least have a chilek that we should have sphia only from the chilek of Toiv, but not from the chilek of Ra. But we know that we're limited, that the only thing we can have is a chilek in the Toiv of the Eitz HaDas Tevera. But from the Eitz HaChaim, it's beyond us. So therefore, where is now the Eitz HaChaim buried? The Eitz HaChaim is now buried in Limud HaTorah Alein, Limud HaTorah itself. Eitz HaChaim hi l'machazikim bo. And this is the real Peiros. That when a tzaddik learns Torah, on the darga of Vayechazu as Elokim Vayechlu Vayishtu. It's a bechina of achilas peirois, as the pasuk says, pri tzaddik eitz chayim. The Shlomo Melech says that the pri of a tzaddik is the eitz chayim. From here comes the kesher to the esrog and the inyan of achilas esrog on Tu Bishvat and the tefillah on the esrog on Tu Bishvat. The Torah tells us that by Matan Torah, Chazal say, and they give us a mashal, that when Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Chazal compared that to a tapuach. And Chazal say, Ma tapuach piryoi koidem la'ilav, la'alav, that the pre grows before its alim, before its leaves. So too, Klai Yisrael mar makdim Nasa V'Nishma, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches. So Tosa says, this is not true of a tapuach, perhaps it's true of an esrog. That many times we find that a tapuach in Chazal refers to an esrog. That esrog is considered to be me'ein the pri etz chayim. For a separate reason also, because the etzo upir yoishavin, tam etz katam apri, which is the secret of chayim, that it's makusha to its roots. That there's a shaychis between the esrog and the nekud of Eitz Chaim as it pertains to Matan Torah, that of all the things that Chazal find a mashal to, they find a mashal to a tapuach. That Matan Torah was an experience of achilas peiros ha'ilan. And so to Chazal say in the Medrash Yashirim Ches, Ma tapuach ose peiros b'chodesh sivan, kach ha'Torah nitna b'sivan. Straight out. That's why the gematria of Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, the gematria of pre tzaddik is gematria tapuach. That the pre tzaddik of Eitz Chaim is the tapuach itself. So therefore the avoda, when we speak about Tu Bishvat, as Chazal tell us in the Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, of all the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that B'nei Sasra Ilan is a reference to the Eitz Chaim, the single Ilan and singular, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. And just like Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is a Zman of Din, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Rosh Hashanah le'ilan is also a Zman Din. What's the Din? The Din is on the Ilan itself. The just like Rosh Hashanah is a Zman Tshuva, so too Rosh Hashanah le'ilan is a Zman Tshuva. But not Tshuva of the Adam per se, although of course Eitz Ha'adam is an Eitz HaSadeh, as we know from the Chassidus Shesfarim, from the Rishiner and others. Nevertheless, aside from the fact that Al-Pi Chassidus we can attach it to the Adam, but Mistam, from the Pasha Pshat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan means that there's a din on the Ilan. And what that means is that by eating from the Eitz Hadas, it caused a period that all the Peiros Ilan had to the Shoyrish, which is the Eitz HaChayim. So too, there's a din on that on Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. We should say that there should be a tshuva, that it's a zman tshuva, the zman of din. And the tshuva is that how we can be able to see to it that the peiros ha'ilan should be once again makusha to its shayresh, which is the Eitz HaChayim. To detach, to pull out from the kesher that Adam made to the Eitz Hadas Tevira, and to be ma'ale to the darga of pri tzadik Eitz Chaim, that all the peiros ha'ilan should once again be makusha to the Eitz be'emtz hagan, which is the Eitz HaChayim. And so that's Pshat in the story. Pshat in the story is, from Yitzchak Isaac from Zita Chayv, he's handing out Paris, and there's no more Paris to give out. When it comes to the end of the Gashmias, to the level of Pshat and understanding Peiros, when he runs out of Pshat and he taps into the Nekuda HaPnimi of Peiros, it is the real Nekuda of Peiros, the real Nekuda and Pnimius of Tu Bishvat, and the Avoid of Tu Bishvat, is the Bechina of Oichel Peirosim Bailam Hazeh, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Keneged Kulam what? Keneged Kulam, Keneged all the Peiros of Bailam Hazeh. That the real achila peirosim b'olam hazeh is talmud Torah keneged kulam. that when you're able to be male the darga of Talmud Torah to the Perusim by Lamazah, that the Achilas Perusim by Lamazah should be one with Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's the real Nakuda of a Tu B'Shvatish. That it should be so easy as eating Perus. That through the Achilas of Perus, a person will mamish be Zeiche to Torah on the Madrega of Torah B'Shoisha, which is Vayechazu Es Elokim Vayuchlu V'Yishtu. As Chazal say, when it comes to Shavuos Mamish, Ba'atzeres Nidoinin al Perus Ha'ilan. That Atzeres is a Zman of Din on the Perus Ha'ilan. What that means is that Atzeres, of course, is connected to Tu B'Shvat. That if Tu B'Shvat is a Bechin of Ilan, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, and Atzeres is the Inyan of Perus Ha'ilan, Shavuos is a time to see the experience of Yechazu Elokim Yechazu V'Yishtu. How far have we come in realizing that the inyan of Peres Ilan, that the achil of Peres Ilan, should be mamish an inyan of Talmud Torah? How much are we able to reconcile, to bring together the bechin of Achil Peresim al Mazeh and the nekuda of Talmud Torah keneged kulam? So with this we can understand, Bezras Hashem, why it is that we make a Shachianu, that the Tzaddikim were makbid, or have an inyan to make the Baruch of Shachianu on Tu B'Shvat. Because in a certain sense, the Baruch of Shachianu, it could be understood that it's considered to be the Shoyrish of all Baruchos. Because the Baruch of Shachianu is something which is shaykh to everything. For example, if you make a Baruch of Hamoitzi Lechem in the Aretz, you can only make a Baruch of Hamoitzi on Lechem. And Ha'etz only on Peiros Ha'ilan. And even Shehakol, which you can make on every single Davar, but that's only to Machalim. You can't make a Shehakol on a new article of clothing. But the Ibrach of Shechianu you can make on anything. If you buy a new house, you can make a Shechianu. If you want to eat a peri, you can make a Shechianu. If you come to a mitzvah, if you want to light Neiros Chanukah, you make a Shechianu. If you make Kiddush, you make a Shechianu. If you sit in a sukkah, you make a Shechianu. The Shechianu is considered to be the mitzvah, or I should say the bracha, which is makif, which is koilel, which is the melech on all brachos. Because the Iker Hamshacha, the Iker Bracha to be Mamshech is the Inyan of Chai. Chai Mada Olam. Yevechecha Hashem Yitzion, Re'ebu to Yishalayim, Chai Mada Olam. But the Iker Nekuda, the Iker Bracha is to be Mamshech Chai. That's in Ibshachianu. That's why Eitz Chaim is Gematria Baruch. Because the Iker Bracha, the Iker Hamshachas HaBracha, comes from the Eitz HaChaim. That is the Shoyrish of all Bracha. And so therefore, the Inyan of making Shechianu on a Pri, on Tu B'Shvat, is the Inyan of what we're speaking about. That since the whole Inyan of the Inyan of the Eitz HaGan, the Matzav, in Gan Eden was one of what? That all of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, put in the Eitz HaChaim, and the Eitz HaChaim infused all the Peiros Ha'ilan with the Bechin of Torah. That Adam Rishon, merely by eating from the Peiros Ha'ilan, he was Zechet to Torah. But by eating from the Eitz HaDas, he caused a separation, and he connected all the Peiros Ha'ilan to the Eitz HaDas Toiv, Vira. And therefore the Eitz HaChaim is now only in Torah, and Limanat Torah Mamish. And so therefore the whole Inyan and the Din of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan and the whole Inyan of Tshuva Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is in order to once again be Makasha the Peiros Ha'ilan with the Eitz HaChaim. And we do that on Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan by making a Shechianu. Because when you mach a bracha and you say Shechianu on a pre-Eitz, what you do is that you're mamshich the Nekud of the Eitz HaChaim on the Peiros Ha'ilan. So therefore, when you make a shachiyanu and you eat the peri, what are you eating from? You're eating from the pri etzachayim. You're mamshech the shachiyanu on the pri. And by doing so, you're the makash of the peri to the etzachayim. And that's the whole tachlis of the day. We should once again see that the inyan of vayechzus elokim vayechzus vayishu, that the darg of matan Torah should be as so kal. It should be so easy. Like it was for Adam Rishon, mitzvah kala. Everything in Gan Eden is kal. That it should be so easy as eating pears. And that's the segula of Tu B'Shvat. I think it was a Sacha Shavar who said that he was able to discern in his Limud HaTorah that after Tu B'Shvat, that he was zeich to chidush Torah, and his learning of Torah was on a much higher madriga than it was before. Because what we do by making shachiyanu on the Paris Elan is what we're makash at the Paris Elan to the Yitzchayim. And it elevates the whole limud HaTorah that it should be kal. It should be kal yoyser. And that really has to do also with the inyan of Nasa v'Nishma. The Nasa v'Nishma was a prerequisite for limud HaTorah. And that's called the Tapuach. The Tapuach is called Nasa v'Nishma. That's called the Bechin of the Esrog. And if that was the secret ingredient, Migidah Labanai Rozeh, who taught them the secret about Matan Torah? That everything, that the entire experience of Matan Torah was given to Klai Yisrael on a silver platter. It was so easy to learn Torah, Matan Torah. It was Mipiku Chabrichu, Mipi Agvura. That's because they knew the secret ingredient, which is called Nasa Koy Dele Nishma. That the Hachana, that a person comes before coming into the Beis Medrash, needs to be one of Nasa V'Nishma. That if a person is walking to the Beis Medrash and he's getting ready to learn, so already that can be a time where a person is preparing, that he starts to have thoughts about Nasa Koy Dele Nishma, to be mischazik in Amuna, to be mischazik in Bitochon. And according to how much Yerushimayim and Amuna Bitochon that a person has, when coming to learn Torah will determine how easy learning is going to go, has not. A person has a shirkait in a Tosfos, if he wants to make it easier, so he says, mischazik, have a little esrik to eat. Which means be mechazik and nasa kardim l'nishma. The fact that a person is willing to do what Hashem sees him before he understands it. That's the darga of tam etzu pir yoshave. That the tam, that the reason why you don't need to know. That it's shave le'etz. That the nasa and the nishma, they're one with each other. That he has a darga of emuna according to a person's Yerushalayim, emuna bitachon, which is the esrog. That will determine whether the learning will go bakal. Or bikasha. It's not like regular learning. It's not like a secular subject learning type. That if a person studies hard or studies more, or if he's smarter or not smarter, Torah and Hatzlach and Torah is determined by Yerushalayim. Yerusha koydim lechachmasa, Chazal say. Then chachmasa mischayemes. But it has to be Yerusha koydim lechachmasa. It's the Nasa v'Nishma which precedes the experience of Limud HaTorah which will determine that. So therefore, it's the Rosh Hashanah le'ilan which precedes Atzeret. That the Tu B'Shvat becomes before Shavuos will determine the Hatzlacha of Shavuos. That now is the time that the ingredients are present. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. And in the S'chus of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, that we don't know very much about this day. That whatever we can glean from this day, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be Zaycha. That all the peris which we eat, they should all be Mekosha to the Eitz HaChaim. Be Tzadik Eitz HaChaim. We should be Zaycha to truly eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Should be zeich to a daga by Yechelus of the Kim Yechel by Yoshtu, with Yoskoel Tedek, maybe a minimum.